Hello, beautiful, abundant souls. I'm Jasmine Thomas Bridges, the host of the Spiritual Teacher Podcast, and I am back with another episode where I am celebrating my 31st birthday. Yay! And it is actually exactly 5 years that I have had this podcast. Remember, guys, this podcast was actually called The Mindset Queen, which I loved. It was a beautiful, powerful, amazing podcast title and just platform, but I decided to change it to The Spiritual Teacher it was summer, fallish. I had a spiritual awakening, and this is what we've been moving forward in since. And so I want to give you guys an opportunity to just learn through my journey and my life lessons, three things that I have found to be so powerful. And I really think that if you can glean this wisdom, it will actually help you to have a more fulfilled and happy life, because that is what we are here to experience. I know that there are ups and downs, there are hardships and all of that, but it really just brings you to that rainbow. And there's always a pot of gold. There's always a pot of gold, whether it's a lesson, a blessing, whatever it is. You have the opportunity to receive it. So I want to start off with our first lesson, which is timing is everything. If you are anything like me, prior to hitting your Saturn return, and if you don't know what that is, just Google it. It'll change your life. You probably hated timing. I have like impulsivity. My rising sign is Aries, so I have like extreme aggressive energy. I'm like ready to hit the ground running, go, go, go. And so anything about timing is like, or was like, crazy. Like, why would I wait? Like, what does that mean? That's insane. But I'm telling you, the timing of things is truly in alignment and it's very divine. I have experienced divine timing, which I've shared this story with you guys, with, you know, how my husband and I got back together many years ago and how, you know, our son was born literally in the month that we got engaged, got married, and my husband's grandfather and great grandmother's birthday. Like, it all collides. Like, it literally all collides in the month of November. November is a crazy month for us. And I mean, other things, most recently, like, I just ended my Saturn return in March 2023. And I mean, I just was able to see, like, my grandfather's birthday is in conjunction with like the Saturn return. And it's just insane because doors opened up once that ended. And it's like, wow, like opportunities have just been chasing me down. Like, I just have so many things. But before then, for like a couple of months, I just felt so stagnated. It was just like this stagnant energy. But it was because I was supposed to go through a healing process and glean some lessons. And then once I was able to glean the lessons, do some forgiveness work, I was able to tap into all that was in store for me once I was where I needed to be. And that's why timing matters so much, because you think you're ready for XYZ now, but let's give it 6 months and you'll look back and say, you know what? I really wasn't ready for that. Because if I look at my life now, that would not have worked for where I am. that wasn't the best choice or the best decision. Yeah. I know you're thinking like, man, he's right. Because I look back and I'm like, the things that I wanted, 6 months ago, are they manifesting? Yes, in their own unique, beautiful way that God had for me, because the things that I had in mind would not work for my personality, my well-being, my family, like all of those dynamics. And God is trying to protect. That's why that timing is so important. And yes, I do believe in, astrological bodies and how all things work together, but that's actually a part of God's plan. Like all of those things collide. And when the stars do align, when that timing is perfect, you will know, and everything will just flow so easily. You won't have to beg for something. You won't have to try to force something. It will just happen. My next lesson that I would like to share with you is that it's not working out for you. When people say that, it makes me roll my eyes, but it's so true. It's so true that everything is full body working. Okay? So that means there's no need for you to worry or stress. Now, sometimes it's just gonna happen, okay? We're human. I don't know if you guys have really picked up on your human design and started studying, but like I have emotional authority, and with my particular emotional authority, I go through a wave of emotion over a period of time. And it can be frustrating because it's like I'll be like, yeah, I'm good, and I'm like, no, I'm not, and but at the end of it always takes me back to like everything is in my favor, like everything. So if there's something that doesn't look like it's going to work out, one thing I've learned is just to release it. One way, there's several ways to release it, but one thing you can do is just like say, I wonder how this is going to work out, and just forget about it. Literally stop caring about it and then watch it come. This past week, it didn't look like a specific contract was going to come in. And I was like, okay, who cares? I started making plans to do other things. And if you guys follow me on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram at I am JL Thomas, I talk about this. It's something I call boyfriend energy, but it's really feminine energy where I just literally just like let everything go. And yesterday was insane that, all the contracts came in. People were calling me for opportunities. It's just so many things that people are finding me. Like, I am not looking for these things. They come to me. And that's how you know that things are working out, because you'll just find like the universe bends towards, like literally like bows in front of you with so many opportunities, so many things. When you least expect it, I'm telling you. And when it's going to work out, again, you don't know that. Like, right? Like, I wish I could have predicted it, but I don't always predict things exactly. Now, sometimes I do. I'm that intuitive girl, but not always. So you just have to lean back and just say, like, you know what? I'm supported. I'm safe. I'm abundant. I'm free. And that's why I'm playing this music in the background. And I hope that you feel like my warmth around you. Like that's the whole point of whenever I do play, certain music in the background. Like I want you to feel that energy. I want you to feel love. That's so important to me. Because when you are deep into that and your root chakra feels aligned at the base, you can start to trust and know that things are coming. There won't be a doubt in your mind that's circulating, and if it does happen, because we're human, you'll know how to get back into the frequency of, hey, everything's working out. The last life lesson I want to share with you is that your journey is completely human. This is something that I am 100% still working through, because we are in a day and age where we see everyone's life on social media. And while we're always happy for others, right? Because that's how we are, okay? On this podcast, we bless people. We, are loving towards them. We congratulate them. We want to see people win. Sometimes it makes me think, like, well, why hasn't this happened? Why aren't I married? Why don't I have kids? Why haven't I gotten a new job? Why haven't I gotten a new car? Where's my home? Where's my family? Where's all the things that I've been working towards? Where is it? Your journey and how things unfold is going to vary from person to person. I will be completely honest and transparent. I have compared myself to so many influencers online. Like, and I admire them because I'm proud of their work. So I'll share their resources because they've helped me in different ways over the years. Amanda Francis, she's amazing in terms of one thing I love is her money mentality over here, which I can share the link for you. Amazing. I mean, she's made like multi-millions of dollars. She is like, I look at her and like, oh, she's a millionaire. One, she's a millionaire. Two, so okay, I'm 31 now. Like, I should have all the things that she has. Which is, right now, girl, I'm doing good. Girl, I'm doing great. Like, I'm great. Financial, but have I made multi-millions in business alone yet? No. And so it's just like, gosh, what am I not doing? Like, he's good. And that's so easy to start thinking about. But even, people like, for example, Catherine, and she work in certain platforms together, and I love her work. And she has like thousands of people that rush to join her courses, and it's like I have not achieved that yet. Say that I've had like thousands and thousands, I just haven't. And she's 7.7 million within 1 year, having her baby, and I'm like, well, how do we do that? I'm aiming, multiple figures, but I didn't I'm staying on this, number one, to share my story, number two, to show you that you're not alone without that. And what I came to realize is some people may, okay, so this is like a really cool thing. Some people may have been here a lot of on this. I know for a fact, Catherine is here. She has shared that in her homework, journey with her father. So things are going to, for her, may come a lot quicker, faster, easier because she's been here several lifetimes. Okay? Versus maybe myself. Have I been here a lot? Yeah, I have. But I am still learning more about my soul contract. I am still evolving. I am still learning. So in this lifetime, I may or may not make multi-millions in business. I believe that I will, but I may not. Obviously, I haven't moved as fast as what I've been through. But maybe in 10 lifetimes from now, I might. I completely might. Who knows? I'm not 100% sure, but I've learned that I'm okay with where my journey is because I have been given beautiful souls. I've been given hundreds of beautiful souls to get in touch with. I have been able to share a podcast and inspire people and help them. And a thought you have to have is, Isn't it enough? What I have, can I just be content with it? Do I have to be pushing myself for more and more and more and more? Or can I be happy with what I have? Can I celebrate the progress that I've made from the day I was born to that? What's amazing to me is that the amount of money, and I had to start really thinking through the amount of money that my mom made in a year, I'm making half of the money. If that. That's a blessing. I've come so far. That's why you have to accept and embrace the uniqueness of your own journey. Because everyone does not have the same start as you. And now I'm going into my educational perspective. There's a difference between quality and equity. Equality is giving everyone the same thing and expecting them to all be able to do it. Right? That's like handing someone who's in poverty $500, handing someone from middle class and $500, and someone just all thrive and be happy. No, that's not going to work because that person in poverty, that $500 is bad. They have so many things they need to eat. They need to get this, they need to get that versus a middle class family. Who knows? They might be able to invest it in something and they're good. And then the upper class, they just put it in their savings. Never even worry about it, never even think about it. That's not going to work, right? That's where equity comes in. And life does not always, life doesn't provide you equity. Let me say it like that. That's why it's a buzzword around the globe. And I do think because we are now in Aquarius, and Pluto, I think that it's going to happen where you will start to see that humanitarian is involved with equity a few things. But equity would look like giving all of the poor people the same amount of money as middle class and bringing down the upper class to the middle class. So we're all completely equal, right? But then even that, financially, you have to think about all the mental, the physical, emotional, all of the barriers that still won't make everyone on the same playing field. That's what I mean when talking about your own unique journey. We don't all have access to the same thing. I mean, maybe we are, I believe we should have access to those things, but maybe sometimes we don't because we're supposed to go down a different path. I want you to grasp this, and I've shared a lot of examples in this one because I believe that when you do this, it will help us to let go of what we might have had in mind as we are looking at everyone else. And understanding that those people, when they, especially when people are sharing on social media, is typically their thoughts. They're not sharing everything they're going through. Just like when people are making a business, trust you, they've gone through some dark days. And they may share here and there, but they're not telling everything. They don't have to tell everything they want to. But don't be misled and think that there aren't highs and lows that happen behind the scenes of everything. But again, that tells you your next level and where you need to be. Honestly, guys, I feel like I just preached that's basically what I do. Anytime I share something, it's like a conversation that I've had with myself about me. That's why I love just personal development and growing and evolving because it's just a process. It's healing to talk about things. This 31st birthday is every day. I'm recording this a month and a half before my birthday. But when my actual birthday comes, I really feel like I'm going to be for this growth. And I hope that, however you celebrate your own self, whether it's, your birthday, another special day, I hope that you look at yourself and see your progress and know that every day that you breathe, every second, every millisecond, proud of it. Don't be ashamed of it and embrace it. I love you guys. Thank you so much for just listening to this. I hope you're blessed and helpful. If you will, leave me a comment. Share this with someone who can really, really because wisdom is precious. And we have to share wisdom so that everyone and love and blessings.